Welcome to episode 70 of CMBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In tonight's episode, we're going to try several IPAs and big bomber glasses. We've got a couple from Firestone Walker that we're going to contrast and compare. And we've got a very spooky one from Terrapin Brewing Company.
As promised from our last episode.
Episode or two ago that we teased. So let's get right into it. This is Blood Orange IPA, the Walking Dead beer.
Walking Dead.
From Terrapin Brewing Company in, Athens, Georgia.
You can't save them all, Rick.
Can't save them, Rick!
Can't save them!
So
how much of the beer talk are we going to do, and how much of the Walking Dead are we going to do?
So I just caught up on the last two episodes of The Walking Dead TV show.
Fantastic.
And I got, just the other night, the last two paperback compendiums of the comic book. So wow. I'm all caught up on Walking Dead stuff, maybe a little bit behind the comic. But
all right. Well, I'm up to 150 in the comic. I would say this color, very, very deep, dark brown amber.
Yeah, this could be some bloody, muddy mess from zombies.
Like, this is
chowing
zombie
some
goo.
Brains. Yeah. Some brain chowing.
It's a wonderful head, although it's not white. It's more of a tan.
More
fluffy
of a tan.
Head.
Smells great. Maybe that's some of that blood orange.
It's spicy and citrusy.
As a red India pale ale brewed with blood orange peel. Awesome. And they even have a zombie turtle on the front. I wonder if this artwork is from one of the...
What's his name? What the hell's his name?
Well, there's Robert Kirkman as the writer,
He's
not the artist.
Charlie something is
this looks like it says Bill something.
And it's not that same guy.
So, flavor-wise.
So there's supposed to be dried orange blood peel in this.
Now, will this turn us into zombies, or?
I believe it might. This is an incredibly mellow, no bite.
If you lick a zombie, will you become one?
No.
Is it, what is the transference?
The bite of the zombie.
So is it saliva?
Well, it's got to, see, that's what gets me is they're always hacking and the blood spraying them in the face and they don't turn.
Uh-huh.
That might be an error on the part of the
I mean, if you ingest
face.
The blood.
Like, why would a bite turn you into a zombie versus a...
There's a lot of frustration with watching these shows, too.
Yeah.
Like, close the fucking door! Close the door! You live in a land of zombies. Just close the door!
Yeah.
Like, that's what people would do. They would close the door when they leave a building.
Yes, they would close the door, and they would never have windows on the first floor.
Right. Just get rid of stairs.
Right.
Use a rope ladder.
Exactly.
And pull it up after you.
Right. Zombies.
Solved.
Zombies.
No more being scared by zombies.
I thought about that when I was on a ski lift recently. I was like, you know what I'd do? I'd hang out up here.
I live in a fucking treehouse.
Right. They can't get up here, close the door. But then there would be no drama, and the story wouldn't continue.
Yeah.
And eventually you'd have to go down and get food
go to the freaking Smithsonian and grab your knight's armor and walk around fine.
Yeah. See, chainmail, another thing. Like, when they did have that riot gear protection stuff, like, why don't they still wear that? They had it.
They still wear it in the comics.
It's lightweight. It's, like, protects you from the zombie bites. Why not wear that? Or rolled-up magazines on each arm.
The interesting flavor here.
I'm not getting the IPA profile. It's more of a...
The red?
Like a heavy amber, like a...
The orange peel, I feel like it's really coming to the front, like that really kind of drying sensation as if you kind of took some orange rind and just kind of rubbed it on your tongue or something.
But it's not the bitter part that you would get from that, though. Now, our palates could be a little wrecked.
Why? This is our first beer.
To the pre-show warm-up that we did with the palate wreckers. But I like it.
Yeah.
But it seems more like a double than a single.
It feels strong.
It has that boozy... You know what? That's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of a Belgian.
6.7%.
That's not that strong.
The Walking Dead is trademarked and 2015 copyright from Robert Kirkman LLC. So is this a, that was this a writer owned property?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that on? Were they Image or Dark
Image, but under Skybound, which is Kirkman's company.
Terrapin Beer Company and The Walking Dead have teamed up to brew the official beer of the undead. Made with blood orange peel and a horrific amount of hops, this bloodthirsty red IPA will have you prepared for the upcoming zombie apocalypse. Oh, so you just drink this and zombie
bites?
Now you're
prepared.
Yeah, you're set.
You no longer...
Either they don't bite you or...
They don't bite
you.
It's kind of
or
like,
you, maybe you just don't care.
It's like wearing off.
It's off for
or
zombies.
Or if they bite you, you don't notice. And then when
yeah,
you turn,
you don't
it doesn't
really
matter
care.
Anyway.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm too drunk to care.
Right.
So the drunken zombie.
The hops are kind of nice on this. They have Summit Hops, CTZ, Cascade, Centennial, Zythos.
A couple new ones, CTZ.
Calypso, Citra, and Lemon Drop.
Lemon Drop?
Mm. Yeah. And they're dry hopped with the Calypso, Citra, and Mosaic. Mm. So that's a lot of hops. Which is giving it a really interesting flavor profile, but not too bitter.
I visited a newly opened a beer bar in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks back.
Oh, yeah?
With some of my colleagues slash friends after work. It's called The Sovereign. It's owned and operated by the neighborhood restaurant group who have, like, Church Key and
Blue Jacket. Oh, it's the same guys who have Church Key?
Yep.
Wait, the guys who own Church Key own Blue Jacket?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go to Blue Jacket then.
Yep.
Church Key's awesome.
Same group of folks. The same beer sommelier. What's his name? I forget his name. Anyway.
Talented.
Yeah. So this, the Sovereign, is in downtown Georgetown, like right off of, what is it, M Street and Wisconsin?
Right there. In the middle?
Right,
smack dab.
Right off of
that is
M Street,
the center of Georgetown.
Yep. And it's.
Speaking of Belgians, this kind of reminds me of a Belgian.
Yeah,
you
it's
say
a
that already?
Belgian-focused beer bar. So,
do they serve French fries with mayonnaise?
They do serve French fries and mussels and Belgian fare.
Are there burgers called Royale with cheese?
No, they're not.
Because they don't know what a quarter pounder is?
No.
No. Is that from Pulp
it's
Fiction?
It's a metric system. It is.
They don't know what a quarter pounder is.
One of the things that the beer sommelier said he was focused on was getting Belgian beers that you don't always find. So he, you know... Well, they'll have like the big Belgian beer Duvel, and then those kind of names that
Chimay,
and you know, Westphalia. The names that you know. They'll have others that you've never heard of. So I drank a number of different Belgian beers that I'd never heard of. Very
good. Were
they
from Belgium?
From Belgium. They also have American style Belgian beer or American.
Did they have Omegang?
Belgian beers. I didn't see Omegang, but they had like a number of American brewers making Belgian style beers.
Was it worth going back?
You know, it's a cool place. Yeah. All of their restaurants are very cool. You know, it was like three floors, the bar on the top floor, tables and stuff on the bottom floor.
That's not like Church Key, but yeah. In Georgetown, so expensive.
Yeah, it was a little expensive. Making the trek to Georgetown, you know, not having a metro stop there, you have to walk or find some other mode of transportation.
Uber!
It's definitely worth going to once. I would just go up to, you know, Church Key, Birch and Barley, because yeah. That's near my office. That's where I would go instead. And that way I can get a mix of any kind of beer I want rather than just focusing on Belgian beers. But it's definitely worth a visit sometime. And especially if you happen to be in Georgetown, stop into the Sovereign D.C. and...
Not yet a sponsor.
Drink some beers.
Mm-hmm.
They're in this kind of... It's weird because they're like off of Wisconsin down this like long alley. The entrance is very strange. Yeah, right across from the Apple
cool,
store.
But that's what makes it cool, yeah. Right? Like hard to get to.
I think it was... What was it? It was in like the Champions Billiards or something was there before.
I haven't been in Georgetown in like 50 years.
You're not even that old yet.
That's true. So it seems like
so when you
years.
Were negative five,
when I was
when your
negative
dad
five,
was walking down George
yeah.
Town and you were
my
in
dad's
his
left
stalls.
Testicle was
chilling
was,
out,
was
waiting
that's
for your
the last
opportunity.
Last time I was in Georgetown,
come
was,
on, let, no, man, I can't make it out this time. And we're talking about your dad having sex with your mom.
Ew, he's dead now, so that'd be like zombies. So tying it all back to Walking Dead. Jeez. Did I say Walking Dead? Was that a Freudian slip? So yeah. I do have some tales to share about both Guinness and Omegang.
Okay.
But maybe after our next beer. Should I go grab the next beer?
Let's grab the next one. Yeah, I'm thirsty. All right. Ready to get back into things with the next beer?
Oh, of course. And our next beer is...
from Firestone Walker Brewing Company out of Paso Robles, California. Lovely brewery out there. Widely distributed now. Very well known for their IPAs and their barreled IPAs and their blah IPAs and their this IPA and their that IPA. And everything IPA, basically.
So is this the Wookiee Jack?
This is the Wookiee Jack.
Do you know why I got the Wookiee Jack?
From the Proprietor's Reserve Series, I have a feeling it has something to do with Chewbacca.
That's why.
So this is their...
new Star Wars...
Black Rye IPA.
So can I just open up with 94 on the Beer Advocate score?
Uh-oh.
Outstanding. Not to set the bar too high,
throw it off, yeah.
But every other beer we've had in the last two episodes has been in the 80s.
Mm.
This is 94.
All right, a Black Rye IPA. I can barely see through this, although the sun is fading a little bit. But there's a hint of light coming through. Nice tan, tiny bubbled head, beautiful head.
This has all the profile of a wonderful stout.
Yes, it does. It looks like a nitro stout, really.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like an IPA, though.
Smells like an IPA. So what kind of IPA is a Wookiee Jack?
A Black Rye IPA.
Black Rye.
So rye generally will give you a little bit of spicy flavor. You know, the black part of it, the porter or the stout part, should give you a little more of the coffee and those kind of notes, chocolate type notes. And of course, the IPA is the hops. But so far, if I was blindfolded and I smelled this,
somebody's giving me an IPA.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, you got the citrus, the floral, it's like the perfect IPA.
Okay, when I drink it, I get some of the black parts.
Ooh, I definitely, that is like,
I get IPA, too. I get everything in there.
Oh, wow.
Spiciness from the rye. That's a crazy mix of flavors.
Yeah. That's not astringent at all. That is peppery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's spicy. But then you also have that milky, but not this too sweet.
Yeah.
It's like a dry stout.
It's crazy. It's you go from just...
holy shit, that's awesome.
Over a several seconds, it's flavor to flavor to flavor to flavor.
That is fantastic.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yep. First I get the black part, the porter. Then it's like the IPA maybe, and then the rye.
Yeah, a little burnt.
Yeah.
Then the IPA, then the pepper finish. That is a phenomenally flavored... that's Chewbacca. That's hairy, strong, tall. But
everything
when you're done,
a Wookiee
can't really
should
speak
be.
Well.
Yeah, this is a good companion, just like Chewbacca as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you'd say, this could be my co-pilot.
Every time
co-pilot.
I drive, I would like this as my co-pilot. Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right.
All right, a little beer news. This may be not so happy.
Not happy.
Montgomery County, Maryland's first operating craft brewery, I think. Not non-brew pub, but craft brewery.
Nano brewery.
Baying Hounds is shutting down at the end of this month, at the end of March 2016. They've been
open
only
five
and a half years, almost 6 years. We've talked about Baying Hound a couple of times. We even visited the brewery. Jeff and I visited the brewery. And
we learned the game Cards Against Humanity.
Yes, we played some Cards Against Humanity. They always seem to have I only went a couple times, but they always seem to have an interesting crowd in there.
But the crowd is a liberal description of the six people in there besides us.
And, you know, we hadn't always had super positive experiences with the quality of the beer, to be honest. I had a number of bottled beers that tasted very homebrewy. I think they improved that over time. Their marketing, I'm not sure, was very good at all. You know, there's too many dog guys. Enough with the dogs. Sure, everyone loves dogs, but no more beers and dogs. Just find something else. You know, put a lion on a beer.
Yep.
Like Firestone Walker did. They put a lion on a beer
or
boxing. Omegang. I mean, just enough with the dogs, guys. We have enough dog beers, okay? You love your dog, fine, but enough with the dog. And their labels were kind of goofy looking. I couldn't regularly find their beers, even in, like, Rockville beer stores. Like, sometimes it would be there, sometimes it wouldn't, which isn't going to help things.
Just like independent comics.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was fine if you were a guy that lived close to there and could stop in, fill your growler, and go.
Or worked in South Lawn, maybe.
Right. I mean, but I even only lived like a mile and a half from the place and went there once or twice.
It's just hood enough not to go.
So, I feel, you know, we're always sad to hear a brewery go, but, you know, maybe these guys didn't have quite what it takes. Business-wise, to make it work.
Right, the right mix of magic wasn't there.
Yeah.
But we have the new brew farm that we're going to head out to.
Wiradaka, we're going to get out there at some point. There's the new one down in
Twin Brook
area. That one seems to be doing really well and looks like it's...
And metro accessible, not in a warehouse district that nobody can find.
Right.
Or want to go to when they do find it.
So, yeah. I mean... We'll pour a little out for Baying Hound.
Here's a pour for our homies. And Baying Hound.
Good luck on whatever's next, Baying Hound.
Yep. Look for you to your next bounce back.
Maybe not a brewery. That's all. drink beer. Make that your living.
Drink beer, play Cards Against Humanity, create a traveling Cards Against Humanity like they do trivia.
There you go.
Because I tell you what, that is a compelling reason to keep people engaged until the end of the game. Because it was fun.
Oh, man, this beer is really good.
This beer is phenomenal.
I've talked about black IPAs a number of times.
Not liking them.
Generally not a fan. I like...
This gets it.
One or the other.
Right.
Not the mix. And oftentimes you'll get a black IPA that tastes like an IPA and it's just colored.
Right.
You know, black.
I don't know if that word's appropriate. And
it says on the bottle.
Oh, okay.
And then other times you'll get a black IPA that all you can taste is the porter. And so I want one or the other. But this one, they found the right mix.
I have to go on record. There was a chance from last week's episode for us to be trying a Big Timber porter. And it was eschewed by Mr. Steining as, I don't really want a porter. Let's stay with the IPA theme.
We could actually... we'll see. We might tap that at the end of this episode.
Well, we do a video with it.
Oh, there you go.
But I have to agree. This is a phenomenal experience because it's a well-balanced layer. It's like a parfait.
Yeah, awesome beer.
Very good.
By the way, this is from the Proprietor's Reserve series. How did you get this?
Proprietor's Reserve.
How did you get the Proprietor's Reserve series?
Do you know how I got the Proprietor's
Reserve
series?
Do you know Firestone Walker? No. Mr. Firestone Walker?
I do not know that, but I do shop at Costco.
Well, not sure how, you know, fancy and distinguished this is if you picked it up at Costco. But
I got it at Costco. It's still 94%. Do you know why? Because Costco has quality. Costco's not a sponsor. Seriously.
Yeah?
Like, they get Hanger One as their vodka, as their Kirkland brand vodka. Like, they get the good stuff.
I've only been to Maryland Costco's, and they don't have booze. So.
No, you see,
cross the river.
And one time I went over there in rush hour at the Pentagon. Bad idea. But I believe that was the time I got this beer. Well worth the traffic.
Mm-hmm. But, excellent beer, Firestone Walker.
Should we bring up any stats on this one?
If you can find something to read. There's nothing on the bottle.
So why it's called Wookiee if it's not a chimpanzee? I mean,
8.3%.
What do you call those things?
Chimpanzee.
No, they're not chimpanzees.
Oh.
Chewbacca's.
Drink within 120 days, they say on the bottle, by the way.
So this is within the 120.
So we did it?
Yeah. A riff on the familiar black IPA style, Wookiee Jack is gnarly on the outside, yet refined on the inside. Malted rye and a dash of cara rye impart a spicy grain quality to the palate. Absolutely delivers on that.
Yep.
While double dry, hopping with the Citra and Amarillo hops bring a citrusy dimension to the aroma profile. Uh-huh. To our point, we thought it was an IPA until we drank it, and that is absolutely accurate. The brewing team also claims to have incorporated a bit of Wookiee dust into the recipe. The beer is black in color, but if you close your eyes and taste it,
back up here.
You'll say it's a true IPA. Holy shit! It says in the marketing what you said.
They claim
to
have added a bit of Wookiee dust.
So by Wookiee dust...
What do they mean?
I don't even want to try to guess on what they mean by that.
And how do they not know? They claim.
So I don't know what Wookiee dust is.
W-O-O-K-E-Y.
Right, Wookiee dust. The beer is black in color, but if you close your eyes, which you said at the beginning, and taste it, you'll say it's a true IPA.
Yes.
Totally agree with that. Wookiee Jack is unfined and unfiltered to retain its woolly, natural texture and character. So I don't know what Wookiee dust is. So let's go to the videotape and look up Wookiee dust.
So,
but as you pointed out,
how much the
not...
color can adjust your perceptions on the flavors and scents of a beer. I closed my eyes. I took a sip. It definitely tasted more like an IPA. I opened them, took a sip. It tasted more like I got more of the porter. Very interesting.
That is interesting. That goes more, that whole perception.
That's like,
thing.
Your brain.
That's a Science Friday type episode
there. Yeah.
So I looked up Wookiee on the Urban Dictionary to see what Wookiee dust might be. Shall I read it? Is it appropriate for our episode?
Probably not.
Wookiee, dog turds that are covered in their ass fur. After they crust over, they make Chewbacca sound when it lawnmower hits them. Oh, fuck. I ran over a Wookiee with the lawnmower. The dust got in my mouth. Damn dog. So apparently Wookiee dust is dog turd dust.
Now I don't want any more of this beer. This is awful.
Hey, 94 on Urban Dictionary.
Is that with an EY or with an IE?
That is with an EY.
Oh,
no. It is specifically with an EY. And now I know what Wookiee dust is. I skipped the 47 other Google results, which were this beer described somewhere on the internet. And the first thing that was a non-beer was this.
Urban Dictionary.
So these guys are having a good guffaw at us, enjoying their dog turd dust.
Yes.
So basically what they're saying is we put brown
shit
in an IPA and called it something different. But I still taste that flavor profile as described.
So we'll pair that with a Dutch rudder, and you can look that up on Urban Dictionary as well. You're good to go.
Angry Pirate is my favorite. Shall we go on to the next beverage?
Let's grab the next one.
All right, let's go.
All right, we have the next beer, again, from the very exclusive Proprietors series from Firestone Walker.
I know the proprietor of Firestone Walker,
you,
Han Solo.
You were able to get this in Costco, very, very rare to find this anywhere other than the Virginia Costco.
It was lying in a cask with hay in it because it was like that fine wine that had to be protected with straw.
So the last beer we had was Wookiee Jack, and this is Double Jack, Double IPA. This is coming in at 9.5%. The last one was 8.3%, so another percent and a eighth, something like that, fifth, percent and a fifth.
I can't do math.
Okay, so Mike's got his cell phone light on because it's dark out now, and we can see that this is a super clear.
Look at that.
I would say straw colored, beautiful, tiny bubbled head.
Yeah.
Nice looking beer.
Good
amber.
Oh, man.
I mean, I would frame this beer.
This is like perfect color.
Smells like an IPA. Smells
like the one
similar
we just
to
had.
The last one. I was going to say the same. Nice, it almost looks like a nitro head.
Right, it's very tiny bubbles. All right, you want me to give you a spoiler? Last
no.
beer we had was ranked 94.
What's this one?
95.
Wow. See,
two high-quality beverages right in a row.
So this, I get a lot more sweetness because there's not the rye and the black part to the porter part to offset this one.
No peppery.
Very sweet to me.
Oh my gosh, that's like dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta say, actually, might have gotten the wrong order on this one.
I think so.
Might want to finish on that porter. More of a dessert beer.
Because this is kind of popping out as just...
super sweet.
Almost syrupy.
Yep.
I wouldn't... not syrupy, because it doesn't have that consistency.
Right, it's not the rock candy you get from a Belgian. But it definitely has a much sweeter finish. It's not cloying, but it's sweet.
Not cloying, but bordering on it for me a little bit.
Especially in comparison to the two previous flavor profiles.
Yeah.
This is straight up sweet compared to those two. And it actually tastes thick.
Yeah.
It's not as aqueous.
Yeah.
The earlier one, which I wonder what we would feel like if we just tasted this in isolation and not have had any other beers.
I would say much differently.
And we would be like, this is phenomenal. Yeah, this is incredible.
Probably.
I think in comparison with the other two beers, though, it might be a challenge in the flavor combinations. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. All right. You have a Listomania for us, though, for this week.
I do. Let's let it warm a little bit.
Yeah.
So an article sent to us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com by one of our fans linked to Make Believe Brews, 37 fictional but probably still delicious beers from TV and movies.
All right.
So I could read all the talky talk, but I'm going to start right with the beers and not go any of the talky talk, and you can find that if you really want to go to the talky talk.
We'll put a link to the article on our Facebook page.
I will be honest. I don't know if this is reverse order or not, so I'm just going to read the beers. The first four, Warmpus beer, WHARMPESS. From How I Met Your Mother. Oh, wait, it is ranked. This would be number one. Warmpus.
Okay.
I never watched that show.
Neither did I.
No idea.
Caught a couple maybe in reruns or passing by.
I definitely know the second beer. I was a very big fan of this show, and I was moved to try to start a brew pub because of this show at one point. Buzz Beer, the Drew Carey show.
Oh, okay.
And they did the combination of caffeine mixed with beer as a novel thing, which ended up becoming a real thing.
Okay.
The next beer, another show I actually watched and liked a lot, but I don't remember this beer at all in it, Jekyll Island Lager from Dexter.
Dexter took place in Florida, right? So maybe it's trying to get that kind of vibe.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I only watched one or two episodes.
Okay. Then there's Schrader Brau from Breaking Bad.
Okay. Yeah. Is that his brother-in-law, Walter White's brother-in-law, the cop, was a home brewer.
Ah, so was that his beer?
I think that might have been his beer.
There you go. Good call. I don't know. So the next one is from Super Troopers, and when I read it appropriately, it won't seem funny, but if you read it as it's written, it's funny. It's Saint Anky beer, but if you just read it as ST
Stanky
Anky,
beer,
it's Stanky beer.
Uh-huh.
From Super Troopers, a fantastic film. They also did something appropriate to beer. They did Beer Fest. Have you ever seen Beer Fest? Not as funny as Super Troopers, but still funny. From Futurama, Saint Pauli Exclusion Principle Girl. So it's a Saint Pauli beer without the Saint Pauli girl.
Never got into Futurama.
Well, it's pretty funny. This one, Stitched L on Her Sweater, Shamil, Shamazel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated, Schott's Beer, where they worked in that brewery, Laverne and Shirley.
Okay, awesome.
And then one... I totally forgot about this particular skit. David Spade, Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, Chris Farley, Schmitzke. Do you remember that?
From Saturday Night Live,
yes. Saturday Night Live, the Schmitzke commercial. That was a very, very funny commercial. And to round out the top 10, and we can revisit this letter. We're actually drinking from plastic cups with the same title, except it has our water in it. Butterbeer from Harry Potter. Yeah. And the last one is Alderanian Ale from Star Wars.
Okay.
So there you go for the top 10 beer beverages. There are 27 more, and we'll get to them in future episodes.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Any final thoughts on this wonderful
Let
double
me,
jack?
Let me do the little hand roll to
warmed it up.
Warm it up a little bit more. I feel like these sweet beers gain in complexity when you allow them to warm up a little bit.
I'd be interested in your thoughts then.
I do feel like the sweetness is toned down a little bit.
Okay, good. I did not have that same experience.
You just still got the sweet.
I still got the sweet.
I mean, it's still sweet.
I'm enjoying it by
And it's
all
not that
means.
Warm, to be honest.
Yeah, it didn't really warm up because the sun has set and
yeah.
now we're back into
we're
a reminder
outside.
That
now
it's March.
Yeah.
That's a borderline month.
Kind of cold.
So now it's a little chilly out here. But no, I really, really enjoyed the Wookiee.
What does your shirt say?
It says... Here, can you read that?
You the wife is saying, or girlfriend, you never listen to me. You only hear what you want to hear. And the boyfriend or husband says, sure, I'll have a beer.
How appropriate of a t-shirt to explain both my life and my podcast. It is the shirt that was made for me.
Yes.
I also have another one from the same producer that says, I'm not arguing, I'm just explaining why I am right.
It's like a Life is Good, Life is Good spin-off or something like that. You know the Life is Good shirts?
Uh-uh.
You don't know what I'm talking about? I'll ask your wife about it.
All right. Is that some hippy-dippy stuff?
I don't know. It's just the thing that people know about, most people. I'm pretty sure your wife will know about it.
What, Life is Good?
Yeah.
It's a
brand.
Oh, it's a brand? Oh, no. I'm ignorant. I only shop at Walmart, which is where I got this t-shirt. Coming full circle for brand awareness. Walmart.
Well, is that t-shirt from the Reserve series?
That t-shirt is from the Walmart Reserve $4.99 funny t-shirts. They have another one that says, I didn't slap you, I just high-fived your face.
That's class.
Yeah, that's class. My daughter wanted to get that and use it on her brother regularly. Which is funny. So,
all right.
It is warming up nicely, I have to say.
Yeah, it's getting better as it
warms.
As we
go on in this one. I think this one definitely is being unfairly penalized by its partner.
Yes.
But that Wookiee was definitely from a flavor profile complexity. I guess should we get to that stage where we're comparing the beers?
I guess so, yeah. Unless you have anything else to... talk about or bring up.
We brought up the Bang Hound. We talked about the excellent Belgia centered brewing thing in the middle of Georgetown. So I think we covered all our topics.
I had one more thing I want to bring up. I went to Growlers in Gaithersburg, which is a long time brew pub. Went by a few different names. And they're really cranking up on their Reserve series or their kind of experimental beers made in their
really?
The mini brewery, mini brewers. So they had like three or four kind of different experimental beers on tap at the same time, which is very cool. So stop by Growlers if you haven't been there for a while.
I've always had good experiences there. Even with their regular fair beer, it's
yeah.
been good beer.
It is good beer. It's I've never had the quality is always good. Listening to this episode.
There's no doubt it's the Wookiee Jack.
Yeah,
do we even have to go to that? Wookiee Jack.
Yeah.
Why? Complex? Myriad
Interesting.
Flavors?
I don't usually like the style, and I like this one, so that's kind of a surprise to me. The other beers are good, too. I mean, look, any Firestone beer is probably going to be good in the right scenario. Double Jack, it suffered a little bit from going after another IPA that was a little more complex and going to one that was a little, I feel a little too sweet and almost borderline cloyingly sweet. Well, I think I've felt that about some of their high alcohol IPAs.
Is that too sweet?
Yeah. Maybe not as well balanced as it could be. But, look, I'll drink it.
Well, I have to say that if I had the Double Jack independent of all these other beers, I would be singing and dancing its
loving
praises.
Loving it, yeah.
I'd be loving it.
As it warms up, it's definitely better. It's losing that. You know, I think the cold is keeping it, the sweetness, like, jumps right out at you.
True. I think here's the deal. That beer needs to be needs to be consumed, as I can't get the correct past participle of drunken. Needs to be consumed independently of other beverages.
Yeah, okay. Was the Walking Dead beer good?
It is all right.
Yeah.
That one, from an IPA...
Is it a marketing beer?
It's a definite marketing forward beer. But that one I would stack up almost with the Belgians. It didn't have the IPA flavor profile. Now, it is, granted, has been aged since Christmas as well. And since it's not a double IPA, it may not have maintained its oomph and vigor.
Okay.
But I still think, even in a fresh state, that beer would have been more of a... Gimmick is too strong a word. More of a... gimmick.
Yeah.
But the Wookiee Black IPA, that is just a genuinely...
No gimmick there.
I'm going back to that the next time I go to...
That's a hard-working beer. I mean, it's got a lot going on there.
And it hits all of the notes... Right on time.
All right. Let's close this one out.
All right. So thanks for listening to episode 70 of CNBC, the podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our hosts at www.cnbcpodcast.com.
Email us, cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. Facebook.com/CNBC Podcast, YouTube.com/CNBC Podcast,
and
at CNBC Podcast at Twitter, where we generally link to all those other things that we post.
And we're going to have to come up with a good teaser for next week, because the Harpoon Brewer is no longer, or the brewer, what do you call them? Not sommeliers. What's the brew one? We, as expert podcasting, should know the name of this.
His title was the beer buyer, but there was some name.
Yeah, but they have, it's not a sommelier, but they have another thing for beer guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was that guy, but he don't work there no more, so screw that. So now I just have to come up with a really good beer quote.
And actually, so we're drinking out of these big bottles, and there's some left. So, guys, if you want to come over to Mike's place and finish off these beers with us, come on over.
Hurry up.
Hurry up.
So I'm going to make you feel a little awkward, though, with the beer quote.
Yes.
Since we're talking about zombies.
Zombies.
What better type of quote than a life after death type quote?
Okay.
Right? Drinking beer is easy. Trashing your hotel room is easy. But being a Christian, that's a tough call. That's rebellion. Alice Cooper.
Wow. That is deep.
That's zombieism, right? I mean, Jesus was a zombie, wasn't he?
Pretty much.
Are you scared of this? You're going to have to edit that out now?
No.
The other guy said it. The other guy said it.
All right. Drink good beer.
Drink good
beer.
Cheers.
So wait, is Alice Cooper a Christian?
I don't know.
Was that like, was he trying to be serious, or?
I don't know.
Try again.
We are recording, right?
We are.
And eating pizza. Pizza and beer are good together. Pizza and beer are great. And they're bombs, and they're bombs, and they're guns. In your head, they are cool, yeah. I'm liking the tone of this episode.
Oh, I was recording that whole time.
Sweet. Did they get you peeing?